Maine Attorney General Janet Mills announced today that the number of opiate overdose fatalities in the state is keeping pace with the high rate set last year. And she says deaths from heroin and a powerful synthetic opiate called fentanyl are climbing. Fred Bever reports.
Last week, Portland, Maine resident Angelo Alonso shot up what he believed was a safe dose of heroin, and he nearly died. He blames an illegal version of a powerful painkiller, fentanyl.
It was fentanyl laced because it was enough to drop me to my knees. You know, an amount that usually just gives me a good mellow high was just way too much. Woke up in the shower and I was cold and I didn't put myself there.
Alonso was lucky. A friend injected him with an emergency anti-overdose drug called naloxone, and Alonso checked himself in to the Milestone Foundation's rehab center in Portland. While it would take a toxicology workup to discover exactly what was in the dose that floored him, Alonso does know that fentanyl, which can be 50 times as potent as heroin, is making a big showing in Maine.
Because by the time dope makes its way to Maine, it's so cut down because it's been stepped on or cut into by so many hands that the purity isn't there, so you want customers to come at you. So an easy, cheap way to do it, you make that right mix, you know, and everyone loves your stuff, you know, but that right mix might kill some people too.
In a medical setting, pharmaceutical fentanyl is considered a blessing for patients in extreme pain. But authorities say in the last 2 years, Mexican cartels have ramped up production of a new version of the drug, acetylfentanyl, and they are smuggling the powder into the U.S. Mary Lou Leary is Deputy Secretary of the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Heroin's bad enough, but when you lace it with fentanyl, it's just like dropping a nuclear bomb on the situation. It's so much more dangerous.
2 years ago, Maine authorities documented 7 deaths primarily caused by fentanyl or acetylfentanyl. Last year, that number jumped 500% to 43 deaths. There were 57 deaths due mainly to heroin last year. The pace appears to be quickening this year. Just midway through the year, in June, 37 overdose deaths were primarily attributable to heroin and 26 primarily to fentanyl. And Maine Attorney General Janet Mills says the problem could be getting even worse in the year's second half.
In July alone, we suspect that approximately one death a day in Maine was due to a drug overdose of some sort. We are confirming this with laboratory testing, but a substantial number of those involved fentanyl.
Law enforcement and policymakers are struggling to react to the fast-moving epidemic. Only a handful of states, Maine is one of them, have added acetylfentanyl to their lists of banned substances. And with some bumps along the way, Attorney General Mills has been working with lawmakers to stiffen penalties for possession and trafficking of fentanyl and its variants. Mills says the trafficking felony carries a prospect of serious jail time that should ease deal-making for intelligence about drug networks. And more importantly, she says, it will put pressure on addicts to seek help.
If they're only facing a misdemeanor charge, they might only do a few weeks or a few days in jail, local county jail, and then be free to go out in the streets again and make the same mistakes in life.
In some states, publicity about fentanyl has led users to seek the substance out. Angelo Alonso says for them, the danger is magnetic.
And that the sad thing too is usually when someone hears that people are dropping or dying out there, that's usually when an addict wants that specific stuff. But you know, that's a tough call. You know, you're playing with your life.
It's unclear what Alonso's next call may be in the difficult road toward recovery. He's checked out of the rehab shelter AMA against medical advice. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.